Los Vegas. I'm here with my man Ice, and this is Conversations on the Rocks.
You already know, it's your boy Ice, the coolest host you know.
Hey,
we
like
back
it.
Here for another season, hey, and for another reason. We actually live on Rhythmics Radio right now, and we're going live on YouTube. Yo, follow us on YouTube, the Conversations on the Rocks page. Shout out to the COTR gang.
You already know, man. And if you're out there, you can also follow me on my Instagram Live, which is at Los Vegas for Life. So check me out, man. And of course, check us out on the Rhythmics Radio Facebook all day. And check us out, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So we this is Conversation on the Rocks. How we do it, man. We like to have fun. So we're going to bring a little bit of entertainment, hilariousness, you know what I mean? We're going to laugh and joke, but we also want to go talk about some hot topics and what's going on in the world and pop culture and politics and entertainment. So we appreciate y'all subscribing, following us, everybody who's following us on social media. Again, we're on Facebook as well. Just type in Conversations on the Rocks. And again, it's your boy Ice. I'm on IG at Vision Illusions. And with that, with no further ado, we're going to jump right into, we got a new segment this season. It's pregame.
Pregame comes up. Yeah, man. So in pregame, it's going to be a little something different. You know what I'm saying? Of course, we didn't have it on the YouTube show if you've been following us. And with that being said, so Ice, how your week been, man? How was your weekend?
We was good, man. We was good. Busy, running around. Actually, shout out to my homie Dre. Went out to Baltimore. His video production company. Him and my homie Tuffy. They actually got a contract. A couple contracts with BET. Okay. And they did some commercials. Yeah. They produced some commercials for. DoorDash is actually paying for the spot, but it will be premiering on BET and shit.
Hey, there we go.
And it's a Black History Month like special where they're highlighting female like restaurant owners and shit.
Okay.
So
okay.
We actually also did one in Philly recently as well. So I was out there Saturday, and then really came back yesterday, cooled it out, you know what I mean, watched the game, which we'll get into with the family.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that was mostly my weekend.
That's what's about up. You? My week was not as exciting as yours, you know, man. I washed dishes.
Okay.
You know.
That's always good.
Moved a few things around in the house. Didn't have to do any yard work, you know, it was cold outside, but I had to shovel a little bit of snow.
Yeah.
So, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? Just been working, man. Just been grinding, of course, and just getting ready for this week right here, man. Really excited about tonight, man. You know what I'm saying? So, just been ready for this. And, well, one of the new things, my daughter got COVID. So, you know what I'm saying? I was a little upset about that. You know what I'm saying?
She's
doing better. She says she lost her hearing. Her sense of taste and sense of smell. Now, the hearing, I think she lost it a long time ago anyway. You know what I'm saying? Because she don't be listening to me. I can't never get her to get off them AirPods, so she can't hear shit no way.
Right.
But the taste of, you know, the sense of smell and taste, and I asked her how the food was going. Like, she got a sense of smell back first. So it's like now you're just smelling food, but you can't taste shit. So it sucks for her. I'm glad it wasn't me.
Well, is she good though? She sounds
She's good. I talked to her today and everything like that. She says she's fine. Now, you know, my baby mom's very upset because everybody got to be in the house for 14 days. Can't nobody go nowhere because my baby done gave everybody the vid. My baby done gave everybody the vid. Now my baby mama can't go to work for 2 weeks, and I ain't got a check for you. I paid my child support on that. She grown now.
what it is. Well, hopefully, at least they good, man. You know what I mean? And that's a real thing going on, man.
Yeah, but, man. It's serious.
Hopefully, she gets her hearing back as well sometime
soon. And just for everybody out there, man, please wear your mask. This shit is like, I believe actually, I've been getting alerts on my iPhone about the COVID, but in Virginia, so I'm assuming that our numbers are starting to go up.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because my daughter's in Richmond, so I'm assuming that the numbers are going up. So, and people, wear your mask, okay?
Yeah, so also, so pregame is essentially us getting ready for, you know, the show. You know what I mean? We'll talk about whatever we did for the weekend.
Right.
Anything we got going on, just random. You know what I mean? It's the pregame before we get into everything else. And so with that being said, we got a couple new segments coming out this season, one of which is the pregame. And we got some other content that actually Los and I individually created ourselves. So just trying to keep things going, you know what I mean? Keep things, stay creative and put out more content for everybody out there. Shout out to everybody on IG, you know what I'm saying, on live and shit.
We see y'all,
Everybody on the Rhythmics radio airwaves and shit, just want y'all to know, you know what I mean, there's several different shows that we are on, and well, actually several different shows that are on the radio. I think it's like 14, 15?
14, I think we make 15.
Yeah, so this, that, and the third, they come out on the Saturdays at 7. You got two guys bull chatting live twice a week, Wednesdays at 11 p.m. and then Saturdays at 3 p.m. And then you also got the homies Bring Your Own Vibe. Shout out to them. Every Wednesday, you can catch them here live at 7 p.m. And that's Natasha and Pressure.
Yeah, man. And don't forget about No Tomatoes, which will be actually coming on right after us here at 10 o'clock. He plays a lot of independent music, a lot of good music. So if you're trying to be an artist and get your music out there,
right,
please send it in for that. We also got Mike on the mic. He's a minister. He comes on Tuesdays, I believe. You also got Real Talk Radio, man, with my man Archie and Sophie, man. They got a good show. Those are two good brothers. You definitely want to check that out. even since I've been here, I've also checked out Serious Business. I did like the little vibe that they had. Shout out to them ladies. You can check them out.
I gotta check them out.
Yeah, they come on at Wednesdays at 9, so they're okay. They're right after Bring Your Own Vibe,
okay,
and stuff. And there's still some more radios that we'll be also shouting out. But make sure y'all check that out, man. They got a lot of good things going over there. And, of course, like, you know, me and Ice's Conversations on Rocks, we feel a really good connection over here, man. We think it's a very good platform. So,
yeah,
do that.
Tune in, man. Make sure y'all check us out. It's rhythmixradio.com, and that's R-Y-T-H Mix, M-I-X radio.com. And everybody who's listening out there, you know what I mean, whenever y'all want to call in, y'all can dial 703-951-7003. That's 703, hometown Virginia, 951-7003.
And please do that. And watch out for us, because we do want some of that participation on for y'all to be able to call in and everything like that. So we do encourage that y'all do that. And, you know, we'll have a segment for that later on with Conversations on the Rocks, man. You already know what it is.
So, yeah, let's get into opening shots, man.
You already know.
Salute. Keep it moving.
Yep.
In the first segment, the first thing we're going to get into in opening shots is, you know, it's February. So shout out to Black History Month.
Black History.
You know what I mean? But Black History is every day. Do you think about what do you appreciate about Black History, and do you do anything special, you know what I mean, for this month?
For Black History, man, I just salute a lot of the accomplishments that you know, Black people have done, not even just beyond, you know what I'm saying, in my past, but even what I've been seeing myself, man. Like, we had a lot of good people, you know what I'm saying, strong Black leaders, I think, motivators more, I would think, you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that they reached the times, like, when I think of stuff like that, Nipsey Hussle comes to mind.
Yeah.
A lot of people didn't realize, just looked at him as a rapper, he was, you know what I'm saying, part of the Crips, so couldn't see beyond that, and that was something that I heard on the radio, like, being associated with your past. Shout out to Sophie and them about that. So I feel like once they realize who he really was and what he's done for the neighborhood and how he really inspired and really tried to give back to the neighborhood, now all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying, you painted that picture a little bit differently. Yeah. Like I said, don't be so quick to judge. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't judge a book by its cover, so don't do that. You know what I'm saying? And some of y'all could have tarnished his name. Just like my man. We lost Cicely Tyson. I want to also speak about her too.
Yeah.
I wanted to bring
Rest
her back
peace.
up. She she's been around with. She was like 97. 96 or 97.
I think she was 96.
96.
Yeah. Like, either way.
Damn. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? She did some decades, and she did a lot of big things.
Yeah.
She was on Broadway. She was in movies. I believe she even wrote a book. She was a motivational speaker. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So for all of that, it was, crazy. You know what I'm saying? But she lived a very long life and did a lot of good things, man. And then, enjoyed life. She had a legacy. Like, I don't think her legacy would die. And I don't know if anybody else would be able to do what she did also.
Yeah. Nah, shout out to them. And she definitely was an icon in the game and opened a lot of doors for not only black females, black people in general. You know what I'm saying?
And she looked good. She could function still.
Right.
She was functional.
All right. And she don't look
she
like...
She didn't... That was the other crazy... Well, you know what they say? Black don't crack. So, there it is. But she did. She looked good for 96, didn't...
Yeah.
She actually looked like she was 80 or something. Like, in, like, her 70s. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Some shit like that. And she, like I said, she could still move. So, you know,
That's always... That's that good skin. That's that... You know what I mean?
That's never that's probably... That melanin. Drink, never smoked a cigarette.
I don't know.
I don't know if she ever... She probably drank that. She might have had a couple of drinks. Shout out to Cicely Tyson, man. She might have had a couple of drinks, but she did look good. She was still functional. Like I said, she was a phenomenal woman. So shout out to her.
Yeah. To real me, talk. Man, for real, what I like about... What I try to, you know what I mean, pay attention to and appreciate it during Black History Month is all the movies that come out, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
I do appreciate that. And just learning a lot more about the people who came before us and the things that they did and the barriers that they broke down.
Big facts.
Although I know, like, a lot of us, you know what I mean, look at, February only got 28 days and shit, like, what's going on? We always getting, you know, shorted something, you know what I mean? But I feel like just having a month, you know what I mean, if for nothing else, for the rest of the year, which every day you should feel proud, right?
Facts.
But if you should, especially, I guess, during this month. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, black people have done a lot of, you know what I'm saying?
A lot of stuff. And that's what I was saying, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I said... just the accomplishments, even just from like our past and to even now, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I brought those two up right there. And there's very more. We'll get into that.
Right.
And everything like that. But and like I said, we done came a long way. We got a month. How about that? You know what I'm saying? And it's recognized. And it's, I feel like over the years, even since we was younger, I feel like it's getting more and more attention than it used to in ever, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're starting to see more commercials. You're starting to see, like, you know, stuff that just go along with black history, and you're acknowledging that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Hell so yeah. I think that's, we have come a long way from just even doing that.
Nah, I agree, man. So, you know what I mean? Shout out to Black History Month. Everything that, you know what I mean, we've done. As far as we've came with all, you know what I'm saying? We still got a lot further to go. But shit, we out here making history every day out this month. You know what I mean?
I mean, we doing it right now. Conversations on the Rocks.
Exactly. Exactly. Shout out to the ancestors and shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Switching gears, man. We about to get into, so since we took a break, we was off. We're going to get into, man, what are your thoughts on the Capitol riots? So, on January 6th, we had some quote-unquote patriots, a lot of Proud Boys.
I couldn't wait to talk about this. I was mad the motherfuckers did it while we was on break. I was really mad y'all did it on break because y'all knew I was going to get on Conversations on the Rocks and talk about this. First off, you know what I'm saying, let's continue to still bring light to this situation. Let's not sweep this underneath the rug, because if this was black people, y'all wouldn't even let this shit down. So let's bring it back up.
Yeah.
Y'all some fucking idiots, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm just be real with you. Y'all some idiots, man. You know what I'm saying? And it was very disturbing and disgusting, and also because somebody like myself, like if y'all been watching the show, I don't really get into the politics. I don't like to do all the voting. And this is one of the reasons why, right here. There was like a whole bunch of people, you know what I'm saying, that just went in, and I didn't understand it. You know what I'm saying? Like, they storm the Capitol building.
Right.
That is like guarded. Right. Like, bro, if you're walking, yeah, like the most secure building ever. Like, even if you walk and anybody in the DMV and has been to DC, you know you can't even get close to that gate.
Right.
Without being questioned or told to get the fuck back.
Hell yeah.
So to know that a whole bunch of white supremacists is what I consider, because I know all white people are not racist. Let me just be clear about that. I have some white friends myself. I know. There are ignorant people everywhere.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because there were some black folks out there too.
Yeah.
You know, they try to put us
trying
on
to get their stimulus check. <or
something. laughs> Hey, they were not with us. But again, to know, like, I mean, they got all the way in there. These motherfuckers took pictures.
Right.
Sitting at a motherfucker's desk with their feet up on
got
the desk.
There with motherfucking ladders and brooms.
With
and
brooms
shit.
Falling off the wall. That was the funny shit I liked when they was doing the memes about that. They falling off, sounding like Mario and shit. That shit was
the Mario joint.
The Mario joint. Yeah, and they was falling. And they still. And then it was the one lady, I think she was, she said, well, what happened? They said, they maced me. He said, well, what were you doing? She said, we was just trying to get into the building. It's a revolution. Damn, well, shut up. Black people, do not go and say this when y'all going to these buildings. But we would have never been able to, we'd have been shot.
Yeah, 100%.
It'd have been a bunch of tear gas. 100%. If anything, it was like nobody wanted to take control. And it showed some videos where it showed some of the policemen actually let some of these folks in.
Yeah.
And some of them were trying to stand back. So it was a slap in the face, man. And that's what I'm talking about.
So I guess some of them getting locked up because they got Big Brother, the cameras everywhere. And so those people who didn't have their faces, you know what I'm saying, with masks, you know what I'm saying, covered.
Right, yeah.
I guess they're trying to do research and they found out that there's some politicians, police officers, military people, you know what I mean, all that.
Yeah.
So which makes sense is the reason why they taking pictures with them and they let them in. But
I mean,
that whole
that should have never happened.
Nah, hell no. Hell no. Nah. And that the crazy thing is to me is like, what is the rest of the world? Is the rest of the world thinking like, yo, is it just that easy to get in that motherfucker? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. So like, what's security like around there now? Can you still get in there? Because I need to go get my picture taken. I wouldn't be on it, you know what I mean? Like, so I don't know, man. Like, I didn't really understand that one. I thought that was, but it was a slap in the face. You know what I'm saying? Like, nothing happened. And I like to see the time that y'all swear they going to get. Like you said, they've made a couple of arrests, but I don't.
Right.
Are they going to just sweep this under the rug and just be like, well, we got a new president in there now?
Exactly.
Hey, if anything, I think Biden should press for that, though. I think Biden and Kamala, I think they should press for that. Make sure that they get the proper time
the
fullest
extent.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
Y'all are not above that. If we'd have did it, you know what I'm saying? We'd have been for life, bro.
Already. I mean, I think that's what most black people think. And even not just black people, other people as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But it was crazy to see. It was like some type of movie. Type of one of the other situations that remind me of like 9/11, where the shit seems so surreal, like
this
is not really
that.
Happening.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. Shout out, I guess, yo. I pay attention and keep following
watching.
Whatever's going on with the Capitol riots and shit. But right after that, January 20th, we got the new administration. Biden, Kamala, you know what I mean? First African-American, Asian, female, vice president, you know what I mean? Shout out to the women. And it's just it feels like it's a change, you know what I mean? I guess, the whole wild and breaking news from, this motherfucker said this, said that.
Yeah.
Like, we ain't gonna have not too many of them funny-ass moments. Like, yo, did you hear this? Yo.
Yeah. I mean, I feel that, too. I don't know. I'm still gonna watch to see how much of a change that we get. But if anything, we definitely have made history. And I definitely salute this, especially for the females. This is big.
Mm-hmm.
This is really big. You know what I'm saying? Because both of us have daughters and nieces and stuff. Yeah. Isis, Kaylin.
Yeah. Shout out to the women.
You know what I'm saying? My mom and all them. So that's big, and I just hope that they at least get the chance to do everything that they say. Like yeah. I said, as far as I know about politics, like I said, it also comes down to the House as far as I'm signing that bill yeah. and making it, you know, whatever. Like, we can say whatever, but if the House doesn't pass it, it never goes through.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. It's a good look, man. I can't wait to see how this year plans out because we need it and we needed this, honestly.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see, man. It definitely feels different, but I guess that's because how we came from. It's
right.
So.
Oh yeah, this is definitely
totally
a relief, right?
Three, you know what I'm
saying? This is definitely a relief, right?
But yeah, it'll be interesting to see. It seemed like he put in a lot of executive orders, and I know one thing, yo. Take my student loans away. You know, these motherfuckers is raving me. So,
hey, and Biden was looking good. He wasn't limping or anything like that.
Oh, you talking about
little dog? If y'all been following the conversations on the
ride, yeah, tell them about that story.
My man, I think was that the last, maybe the second to the last episode?
I think. Yeah, I think it's like 10 or 11.
I think it might have been one with Tati on there. But anyways, I think it was with Tati. My man Joe fucked his ankle up playing hot dog with his dog in the shower and shit. You know what I'm saying? And we was worried about him at the inauguration. Like, damn, is he going to be limping? It's not going to be a good look. But you know what, Joe? You held it down, man. We proud of you, big homie. Salute you, President. You walk tall and strong, and you was with your wife. You look good, okay? And leave your dog alone, man. Put some clothes on. I said put some clothes
that
on next
funny
time.
Shit. Yo, speaking of conversations on the rocks, man, Henny, they actually are releasing a cocktail kit, you know what I mean, honoring Kamala Harris. So shout out to Henny for that, you know what I mean? I think they did one for Obama as well.
Oh, so we need to go get that.
Yeah, we got to.
Yeah, we definitely got to go get that.
We got to go and try that out.
Hey, Henny, if y'all need some work or whatever like this.
Hey, somebody get in touch with the people at Hennessy Moet.
Let them know we need
tell
a drink, too.
Send us a case.
Exactly.
But, yeah, we want to get into entertainment update, the next segment.
Hey, let's go.
And within the entertainment update, the biggest thing everybody was, I guess, watching this shit, you know, last night, the Super Bowl, the biggest game of the year.
Big facts.
Kansas City Chiefs, the baby GOAT, Patrick Mahomes versus Tom Brady and the Buccaneers.
GOAT, man,
the GOAT, the big GOAT, the OG, triple OG, triple plus one.
Do it again.
You know what I'm saying? They actually had a play last night. I guess a lot of people was upset because nobody was expecting. I wanted it to be a closer game than it was.
Too.
I was hoping not to be a blowout, but I guess some of us should have known better because it is the GOAT. What was the score? Tampa Bay had 31.
It had been 31-9. Goodness, bro.
Yeah, man, it was horrible.
Look, man, look, I was going for Kansas City. I actually wanted to see Patrick do it again because we had talked about him in the first season.
$100 million,
man. Yeah, the contract that he had got. And I also said that I don't think anybody throws a football like he throws a football. Mm-hmm. We already know his background. His father's a baseball player, and you see it in the replays. That underhand throw, like, nobody does that like him. But I agree with Ice, and I definitely wanted a closer game. I wanted them to kind of, like, be a dogfight in there.
Yeah.
But Patrick was hurt. Also,
I guess that was the difference and shit.
Yeah, he had the turf toe. And then what I didn't like is I think – at that time, they should have pulled Patrick out and put their second string quarterback in.
Okay.
Because if anybody was watching him by third quarter, man, Patrick was like a kid on the schoolyard, just trying to make a phenomenal play.
Right.
And let me tell you something. I mean, it's a Super Bowl. I feel like that you should have still went out a little bit more professional in that. Went off and got your points, added it up. You know what I'm saying? Because yes, true indeed, the game was over.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? By the time they got that third touchdown, it was over.
Right.
It was over. And I believe was it Kansas City's kicker? His punt return, he messed up the first time. They got a penalty. I think they missed the field goal and some more stuff.
Yeah.
So, but I mean, again, we should also know, I mean, Tom Brady, man, as much as we might not like him and wanted to hate on him and stuff like that, I mean, he went to a team that hasn't been to the Super Bowl in 20 daggone years and did the damn thing out there, man.
For
so,
sure.
I mean, hey, and for real, Tom Brady is a beast at what he does. Right. I can be like, I'm a Pittsburgh fan, so shout out to Big Ben. You know what I mean? Forget you, Tom Brady. It's like, nah, I'm just playing. Good luck. But you ain't on my team, so it is what it is, man. But it was a blowout. I didn't like the game. Thought the commercials were stupid.
Yeah, so let's get into the commercials. You ain't like, yeah, the commercials, are the commercials going down each year? I feel like, what is going on? I feel like I used to look forward to them, and then I just get let down.
I only like one commercial stuck out to me. It was a guy selling milk that didn't come from a cow. He was sitting in the field on his piano talking about got milk from cow that doesn't come from cows. Wow. Let me tell you something. Where the fuck did you get this milk from? And how the fuck do you even call it milk if it don't come from the cow? So I'd like for somebody to explain that. Anybody who buys this, please call me and let me know that you're still alive after drinking this fake ass fucking milk. Who the fuck are you? And he got a spot. Oh, it was a commercial on the Super Bowl. Dog, we could have did that shit. How much did he pay for that?
Probably hundreds of thousands.
$2 million. My man just said $2 million. Let me tell you something. Y'all motherfuckers go out here and listen to this $2 million commercial about fake milk. Don't you get your kids. Your kids gonna blow the fuck up and get like all type of shit. That's not real milk. You can't put that in the cereal. Your child gonna cuss you the fuck out when you wake up in the morning and be like, here goes some milk, but it doesn't come from a cow. Wow. Your child is gonna cuss you out and throw the whole bowl of cereal on the floor, and I encourage it. So don't do that. Stop doing this. I don't even know. What is it made from? It didn't even, like, he never described where it came from.
Yeah, it
never showed a plant. He's just on this goddamn piano saying it doesn't come from cows. Wow, dog, I could have did that. I'm telling y'all, real talk, man. Y'all better go back and check on that joint, man.
I don't remember anything that really stood out to me for real, man. Other than like, yeah, nothing really stood out to me, man. I ain't gonna lie, dog.
He was trying to think of it, like, maybe, man, you might have just seen something, but no. Honestly, you probably just wanted to get over the commercials and get back to the damn game.
So, he's not going to retire. Is it a
Tom
repeat?
Brady, man.
Is it a repeat?
Oh, yeah,
is he going to go back and do it again?
Yeah, he's going to do it again. Old punk-ass motherfucker. Okay. He's going to do it again.
So, maybe we should put our money on it for 2022.
Hopefully, it's them two again. And this time, Patrick won't be hurt. Like I said, he had the turf.
Somebody said the Alexa on our IG page, or you know, actually Vision Illusions, my page. Somebody said the Alexa commercial was the best. And of course, that's a woman.
Alexa's commercial?
Yeah, I guess they're talking about the Michael B. Jordan commercial where his eyes turn blue.
Man, I saw the shit. I saw that stupid ass shit. Nobody give a fuck about and got her husband mad. Y'all going down for that, man. Ladies, stop doing this fantasy. She had the fantasy about this dude through her whole day.
Yeah. Yeah. He had to come like, turn it off. Or,
dog, she's in the tub. He said, baby, you getting out of there? And she just looking at Michael B. Jordan. And the nigga's fully clothed and everything. And you know what's so sexist about it? Where was our commercial at? Huh? Like, I didn't want to see Cardi B looking at me in the tub, okay? I didn't even know Michael B. Jordan took bubble baths. Let me tell you something. Soft. It's like, not loose.
Oh, man. Speaking of Michael B. Jordan, man, the director of Black Panther, Ryan Coogler, he's actually dropping, he has a deal, inked a 5-year deal with Disney for a Wakanda TV series.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? That sounds crazy.
I am very excited about this. I also, from what I'm assuming, or from what I can see, Michael B. Jordan, you know, he was obviously the bad brother at the time. He's actually going to take, he's supposed to be taking over. He's going to be the new, you know what I'm saying? So, you know how they do it in their comic books. Yeah. It was evil at one point, brought him back.
Right,
but
right.
He would be perfect, though.
Yeah.
I think he could
rest
do that.
Rest in peace, Chadwick Boseman.
Yeah,
man.
Shout out to him. Damn. Wakanda forever, for real.
Wakanda
but yeah, I think, yeah, no bullshit. I think Michael B. Jordan would be, because he's a good actor. I'm not even going to lie about that. I think he does great in this movie.
Nah, I rock with him.
I rock with him, man. So I ain't mad at that. But that would be good.
That is big. And speaking of Black Panther, Black Panther 2 is coming in July 2022. Mm-hmm. So y'all be on the lookout for that.
Definitely got to see that.
Speaking of movies coming out, Coming to America 2, they said it's coming to Netflix. What's your thoughts about it? I seen the trailer. You seen the trailer?
Yes, I did. Let me tell you something. Honestly, man, let me tell you something.
That shit look funny as shit.
Whoever.
It don't even seem like it's been like that long, 30 plus years.
That long. And that's the crazy part. I really don't like remakes or when they wait so long to make a part two. Yeah. And I was very worried about this movie in particular because, like, dog, who didn't remember Coming to America? Like, dog, you can't mess this up. Yeah. You can't. It's just like when you think about it, but we suggest that you don't.
Yeah,
okay, and we're going to talk about some movies that messed up. But this one, to know that they had most of the original cast to come back.
Yeah.
They also filmed this at Rick Ross's estate.
Right.
Which was big. Yeah. I thought that was really dope. So I really can't wait to see this. And like you said, when you see the trailer and even people who's been around the set and everything like that, they all really praise this movie right here. So I'm hoping because I really, like I said, I don't know who exactly directed it. I'm sure Eddie Murphy had a big hand in it.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm assuming
it looked like this movie is going to go.
Exactly. That's why I'm assuming this movie is not going to lose, like you said, a step. Yeah. When this joint come out, you probably would not be disappointed. It'll probably be one of the biggest movies this year. Honestly.
Do we know when it's dropping?
It's dropping this... No, I do not know. I wanted to say it was coming this month. I have to check... I thought we wrote that down. I didn't even bring my book with me. But I know it's got to be coming soon because they've been talking about it for a while.
Okay.
So if it's not this month... Maybe next month.
That's gonna be big. If it's dropping on Netflix, they're gonna do numbers. Yeah. And I heard,
and it'll be on Prime too, because I actually had to come up on my Prime, so it'll be on Netflix and Prime.
I feel like they're gonna do numbers, man.
Yeah, they're gonna do big numbers, man.
I heard we reported on last year. He had a nice contract, nice deal with them. Mm-hmm. So shout out to Eddie Murphy, man.
Mm-hmm.
One of the GOATs, legends in the game, if not the greatest.
Right.
But yeah, man, that was entertainment update. You know what we. I guess we could end on this note. Screech, you know what I'm saying? Saved by the Bell and shit. He died at 44 recently.
You know
what I'm saying? He's wild and shit. But he died of cancer and shit.
Yeah, I will say this, man. Like, you know, especially for you young kids, y'all probably like, who the hell is Screech? Man, let me tell you something, man. You was watching Saved by the Bell back then, so everybody knew who Screech was. It was just one of those shows that everybody seemed to have seen or you knew about. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Lisa was the shit.
Yeah, Lisa.
Until, I don't know what the hell happened a couple years ago.
Look, Lisa, stop it. Actually, and I heard they did us maybe like a reunion or a comeback
for that.
I haven't seen that, but I heard that she wasn't in there. Of course, he wasn't in there because
I think the reunion is like a younger cast or something.
No, some of the original cast came back.
Mario's in there.
I believe Mario was in there. Mark, I forgot the tall chick name. But then what was it, Kelly and whatever?
Okay,
all we knew was Lisa.
Everybody is saying the Eddie Murphy joint Coming Up to America on IG and shit said shout out to the COTR gang, by the way. It's coming out in March and shit.
Yeah. Okay. March. Okay. Yeah. I knew it was coming up soon. But rest in peace to
homie and shit. Yeah.
He had a few problems though. He had some problems, and that lifestyle, I guess, will do it to you. We don't know about it just yet, but we're on the way.
He said he will let you know and shit.
So I'll let y'all know if we go crazy. Y'all might see us on Hollywood Stories and shit.
Nah, man, that would be cool, man.
I'm going to have to
look out for you, man.
Yeah, hey, man. I don't know. Actually, I ain't going to lie, man. You know what I'm saying? If we talk about entertainment, like. I plan to stay away from all social media.
I plan to stay away
because y'all know my mouth is reckless. So I'm not going to do all of that, man.
Well, yeah, now we're going to get into our next segment, which is a new segment, which is it's called Words from Ice. And this is actually one of Los's suggestions from last season. And really what this is just a block of time. We talk about, I read a quote, something about like something motivational, something about going to get it, go get a bag, like focus, determination, something like that. But hopefully something, if we come on Mondays at 8, mm-hmm. hopefully you can take this with you for the rest of the week. Right. You know what I mean? And get to it, get to your bag, get your goal accomplished, get whatever you got to get done. If you're a coach, you know what I'm saying, coach your kids, you know what I'm saying, you're a teacher, you know what I'm saying, make sure you get the kids in line, you got to get the Zoom meetings or whatever, you know what I mean? So with that being said, we're going to get right into the words from Ice. And the quote for today is, and I'm always going to, you know what I'm saying, give a shout out to whoever the quote was by. So I actually got this off of Earn Your Leisure. It's actually a podcast, like a financial literacy podcast. And I think one of the guests, his name was Justin, I believe it was. But he said, he was like, most people work from the neck down. I look to work from the neck up. You know what I'm saying? Let me say that again. Most people work from the neck down. I look to work from the neck up. And really what I gather from that is, like, a lot of us, we were taught, you know what I'm saying, to make money with our hands or go get it, blood, sweat, and tears, money or whatever. But what he was saying in that quote, and hopefully, you know what I'm saying, everybody got that, is thinking from your head up. So what are some things that can make you money while you're asleep that you thought an idea of that can get you some residual income? Or what is something that you thought of, whatever it is, in your head, you know what I mean? And it came into fruition versus you having to go to a 9-to-5 to get your work, you know what I mean? So maybe an intellectual property, you know what I mean? So that's what I got from that quote. Most people work from the neck down. I look to work from the neck up, you know what I mean?
Okay, I like that. Like Ice was saying, we also got some other new things. My new thing is going to be get close with Lowe's. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So what's break that down. So what's that going to be about?
What that going to be about is, like, man, personally, basically, I'm going to let you get a little bit close with me. I'm going to tell you a story, you know what I'm saying, about something, you know, my personal life, what goes on. And I'm going to let you, you know what I'm saying, hear that. I'm going to let you into my world. So
you got the wildest stories.
Oh, man. Hey, I'm trying to tell you. Y'all get ready for all of that. And everything like that, man. But yeah, that's what that's gonna be. And I'm telling you, we still got a lot more things to come. Like I tell you, me and this dude, we talk probably like every day. I'm probably calling him like 5 times a day, almost, honestly. You know what I'm saying? We're always coming up with some new things. And like you said, man, like I think we had a good first season, and I'm just really just happy and proud to be here, you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that, and to be doing my man right here, you know what I'm saying. I've been knowing this dude, and matter of fact, because I gotta get close with Lowe's, I got a story.
He's gonna bust one out today. Okay.
Oh, you want me? Hey, look, I'm gonna do one today, right? And I'm gonna do it because it's my man, right? So I'm gonna tell you, we're getting close with Lowe's. The day I met my man Ice. Okay, me and Ice, we went to school. I was a senior. I believe you was a freshman at the time when I met you, right? Uh-huh. All right, so look. Shout out to him. Ice was my man. He was hanging out with my man Montana. Shout out to him. They was two cool dudes. They were some more. Shout out to Deuce. Right. You know what I'm saying? Everybody else. These guys, I mean, we just clicked. I was really fucking with him. He was like a real cool cat. So one day, you know, we young. You know what I'm saying? We riding around them in the whip. You know what I mean? I got my man Ice in the back. And I got my man Montana in the front. We cool. You know what I'm saying? We doing our little thing. We blowing this and that. Right? So all of a sudden, you know what I'm saying? I'm not really a big go-go fan. Shout out to the whole DMV, everybody that like go-go. I ain't no real big go-go fan. So, you know, we was playing something, and one of the go-go songs come on. My man Montana in the front seat says, oh shit, this my man Ice joint right here. Like, yo, like, when he hear this joint, he starts to turn up. Now, in my mind, I'm starting to get a little concerned, because I'm thinking, like, what does he mean, turn up? Because we all know how go-go music makes people act, everything. If you've been to the go-go's, you know what happens, this and that. So I'm like, is he going to be cool? And they was playing some backyard shit. So I already knew. So I'm like, okay. okay. He was like, yeah, you know, my turn to turn to join up. The car started rocking, right? I happened to look back in my rear view mirror. At this point, y'all, I have never been so nervous or scared, because at that time, me and Ice locked eyes. No funny shit or nothing like that. But he's bouncing like, nigga, like, you could get it right the fuck now in the car while you driving. And I'm like, is he going to do this? Because Montana had just warned me he could do this. So are we going to crash? And I'm not ready to die today because I had to go to work. I know specifically I had to go to work the next day. And I had kids, so I needed my check. But what, you know what the hell I mean. That's getting close with Lois. I do that from time to time. But anyway, he didn't wild out. He didn't go crazy, but he was hyped. He was hype. And we just had that understanding, like, we don't play this type of music when Ice is lit, man, because shit might pop off. And that's just getting close with Los right there. And look, some of y'all not going to believe this story because y'all know Ice now. Let me tell you who Ice was back then.
Hey, I swear that's like your favorite story. Yeah, it dog,
I tell you, man. Every time I think you about that, never forget that one, man. Never. That's all, cause like everybody be like, "Oh, Ice is so quiet. Oh, he's so humble. Oh, he's so calm." Nigga, what? What? Who you talking about? My man's out there.
Oh man.
Oh, wow. These well, but yeah. Yeah.
Oh man. Shout out to the COTR gang, man. Make sure y'all, if y'all not following us on Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, make sure y'all type in Conversations on the Rocks, man.
Do that. And while I got the chance, I got a list. Of course, we already announced Two Guys Bull Chatting on Sunday at 10 a.m. And Monday, which shout is out. Now going to be us. COTR gang.
Shout out. Here. Mondays at 8.
Mondays at 8. Along with Mondays at 10 p.m. is No Tomatoes. Please watch that, man. I'm telling you, there's a lot of good music that comes through on that joint, man. Check that joint out. We got on Tuesdays. Also wanted to point out, I believe we've been told that on Tuesdays all day will be nothing but gospel music.
Okay.
And you will hear...
shout out to Tuesdays.
Tuesdays, gospel shows. Honestly, check them out, man. Sometimes maybe you need to hear something, you know, I guess the best, depending on your religion and all that stuff like that. But I think everybody needs a positive word every now and then. And yes, Tuesdays sir. Is always, I would think, a good day, you know what I'm saying, to help out. So, you know, if you got some time, check it out. So one of the shows is Faith on the Field at 11 a.m. We got FBCL. Hour, which is at 12. You got On the Mic with Mike, which is at 1 p.m. Wednesdays, one of my favorite shows, Bring Your Own Vibe at 7 with Tasha and Pressure.
Shout out to Bring Your Own Vibe.
We also got Serious Business Show at 9, which I told y'all need to check them out. I think they were a very good show also. On Thursdays, you got Real Talk, the Real Talk Radio Show.
Real Talk man, Radio. Okay.
Archie and Sophie, have a good show too, man. Please check them out. And then at 10 p.m., you have The Ryan Show. I have yet to check that out, but I definitely will. And then Saturdays, This, That, and the Third, which me and Ice will be on soon, I'm pretty sure, maybe even next Saturday. Yeah. And they come on at 7, not 10. So anybody who's seen the list, like somebody, they do not come on at 10. Yeah,
we were supposed to be on last week. At least we thought we were supposed to be on. At least most thought we were supposed to be on. So yeah, shout out to This, That, and the Third, Saturday, 7 p.m. Yeah. We're going to try to get on there and, this Saturday.
Yeah, and if anything, man, like I said, ladies and gentlemen, actually, like I said, check out Red Mix Radio. Like
all
I said,
day.
They really do have some good things. Because we also got Muji Mumbles that comes
shout
on.
Shout out to Muji Mumbles.
To her. And everything like that. So yeah, check that. You gotta check these things out, man. And support, man. DMV, we definitely gotta support. Just like Atlanta, support 100%. Atlanta. Just the way New York support New 100%. York. Just the way LA
shout
supports
Virginia.
LA.
VA
VA,
all
we need,
day.
Yeah, we need to stand up, man. Let's get it.
Yeah, man. Hey, one thing I always leave by. Shout out to G-Wig. You know what I'm saying? The investment group I'm with and shit. I always tell you say this to them and shit as well, man. Collaboration is better than competition.
Yeah.
Collaboration is better than competition. So like just being able to humble yourself and work with somebody and like, hey, if somebody own their own company, help them with their company. Right. And then one day they scratch your back and help you with your company. You right. know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I see it, man.
That's the only way we're going to get there, man. Like, I know everybody's looking for a dollar, looking for a payout. I know everybody wants to keep shouting out that business is business. Yeah, I get that. But let me tell you something. If you're a business with nothing and we're a business with nothing,
right.
nothing plus nothing equals nothing.
Exactly.
So we can't do that. And I say this to anybody, like I've told anybody, your followers should be my followers should be your followers. Yeah. If we're really let's promoting build. Everybody.
Let's
so
build.
Let's build. But don't get me wrong, yes, true indeed, money will come into issue, but you can't make a dollar sign if there was no dollar sign in the first place. You know what I'm saying? So stop doing that. Don't do that. So support. You remember what it was like to start from the bottom and try to make your way to the top?
Yeah.
And how many people look down on you? You
got to
remember the small folks and where we started at.
Yeah.
Don't get annoyed when that one person keeps hitting your DM about business or trying to collaborate.
Right.
Don't look at it like, oh, they small. You should really look at it as an investment. If you really like what their talent is, you should probably invest into that.
Okay.
That's the way I feel about it. Like, if I was on the outside looking in, like with Remix Radio, when they saw us and we reached out to them, they told us to come on and talk to them and speak. And now we're
100%.
Here. At first, this wasn't even supposed to be the deal.
Right. Yeah. Hey, yo, shout out to Pastor Los on the motherfucking ones and twos on the mic. You know what I mean? Shout out.
Hey,
now,
man,
that's real.
I mean, that's real.
That's game. You know what I mean? And you ain't say nothing wrong. You supposed to build with each other, man. And like, if you my homie, then show me you my homie.
Show me love.
Show
man.
Me you my homie. You know what I mean?
And stop looking for a handout, man. Put
your
hand out.
Stop looking for a handout and stop looking for a hookup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? If it's your homie and you love him, it's your family, then pay the 100%.
Yeah.
If it's $49.99, if it's $15, if it's $150, like pay that
100%. Cause we gonna talk
your
about
homie.
Your ass when we make it to the top. We gonna be like, dog. Like, I will tell you straight to your face. Anybody that know me and know Ice, for real, we'll tell you straight up. Like, we ain't fucking with you, Slim.
Yeah.
Real talk. Appreciate it.
Shout out to Rhythmus Radio, man. Make sure y'all go log in. You know what I'm saying? They on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We gonna be on their Facebook lives every Mondays, 8 p.m.
Yeah.
RhythmixRadio.com. How you spell it? It's RYTHMIXRadio.com. You know what I mean? We're going to get everybody to start calling in as well. We're going to get a live call-in segment. That's probably be wild. You know what I'm saying? So don't call in too drunk. We're going to be clowning you and shit.
No bullshit.
And that number is 703-951-7003. We're going to get into our last segment, man, which is last call.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? The bar's closing.
Hey.
And the last call, for real, man, last call is really shout outs, whatever we doing to close the bar and wrap up the show.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you know what I'm saying? So really, we plugged a lot of the Rhythmix Radio shows and salute to anybody who's listening to our voice on these airways, man. If you on Rhythmix, we hope to and plan to be on as a guest on your show as well.
Right.
It's all love. Shout out to B Soul. Shout out to JB. You know what I'm saying? Show this big love and shit. But yeah, man, like, anybody else you want to shout out, man? Like, everybody who's actually on IG Live, you know what I mean? I went I just left from the Conversations on the Rocks page.
So you on your joint.
You know,
yeah,
I went to Vision Illusions.
A little bit here and there, but like I said, shout out to everybody that's, like, really been supporting us.
Yeah.
And if you're definitely following us from the YouTube, we definitely support you. And if we just got a new fan right now from just being on the radio, man, we definitely appreciate you. Hopefully you like our show.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Again, you know where to reach us at. We definitely need suggestions.
Yes, sir. Yes,
we definitely
sir.
Got a lot of good guests coming up.
Yes, sir.
On the show. We definitely
what
got,
we doing next week?
Next week, now next week we actually got the Valentine's Day special.
That's coming. Day.
So it's coming the day after. Yeah. The 14th and this Sunday we'll be right. on the 15th.
So we're still gonna do a special.
Yeah, we're still gonna have. Trust me, it's gonna be lit. And we're gonna try to get everything prepared for y'all. We're gonna have Natasha from Bring Your Own Vibe.
Shout out.
Shout out to her. Who was the other lady?
We're going to get Letitia from Me or More Candles, Me or More Scents.
Right, and we got
and my big homie,
Swagger
Dante,
Coach, right?
Swagger Coach. So we're going to have a big discussion about relationships, Valentine's Day. Is it for the women? Can a man celebrate? You know what I mean? What's going on? How do you date somebody during pandemic? Yeah. Like, well, you know what I mean? We're going to talk about it all.
For all you freaks out there, I'm telling you, if you've been watching, if you watch Bring Your Own Vap, you already know what Tasha's bringing to the show. She's got all the we got all of that stuff. The sex toys, everything.
We'll get some sex toy talk. You know what I mean? Anybody out there who
and
Natasha
like, watching, we need that oil ramp. We
need to get but it don't get too hot.
We need the massage on the arm. We definitely gotta do that. But we do, and we got a lot of good guests coming that have a good story. That are actually doing good positive things.
Yeah.
Coach Overton comes to my mind.
Shout out to Daryl.
Yeah, shout out to him. CP.
What's going on?
Another one that me and Ice know very well. Yeah. Seen him do this
mobile
from the,
detailing.
Yeah,
and shit.
Did this from the ground
CP
up.
CP mobile detailing and shit.
And,
shout out to Eversmith Organics, my part-time guy, black-owned CMOS company.
All that, yeah. You know and like I said, we still got some more coming, so definitely follow us. And we also want to announce that we also will be having... I will say exclusive episodes that will actually only be able to be followed on our YouTube.
Shout out to YouTube. Shout out
you
to YouTube.
So
if
to
you
the
not,
YouTube.
Ayo, shout out to IG. Mm-hmm. Shout out to YouTube. You know
shout
what
out
saying?
To Facebook, all of them.
All that. You know what I mean? We about to go live on the Facebook as well.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? We about to get all that going and shit, man.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, if you're not following us, make sure you follow us on IG. Conversations on the Rocks. And shout out to B Soul for pressing record on the cameras, man. You know what I mean? That's all up.
Hey man, shout out to B Soul anyway.
He'll be here on Thursday.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he will. That's what I'm saying.
Shout out to Daryl Overton. So you gonna get that extra exposure?
Y'all gonna get the extra? And I'm telling you, he's really got a good man. Me and Ice know him personally. Went to school with him, so we know.
Oh, he's a beast.
And he's been doing his thing. I've been following him.
I'm proud
he's
of that
been,
dude.
He's been actually helping a lot of kids get these scholarships and get into, like, good schools. And been training and conditioning them well.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's not one of those coaches. Like, he loves the game.
Right.
We know this for a fact. Yeah. He loves the game, 100%. So he takes it very seriously, and I appreciate that. So he will be here again on Rhythmix Radio, and he will be on Conversations on Rocks, Trust and Believe.
Yes, sir.
So shout out to him.
Yes, sir.
And I'm just happy. And again, I wanted to shout out my man B. So thanks for the hospitality, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like we just vibe, click.
We're gonna get him on a future episode as well.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We will be on time this time. that was me. That was me too. I should have double checked with you. But you know, seriously, man. The love you've been showing us, man. Yeah. I'm just helpful. I'm glad and just grateful for the connection that we've had since we've been here and since we've always talked to you.
Coach was good.
It was a good thing, man. And I just thank you for just. Believing in us too, man. Honestly, and giving us this chance, man. So we salute you on that one, man.
Yeah, man. So everybody on YouTube, man, shout out to y'all. Y'all keep subscribing. Go on YouTube, just type in Conversations on the Rocks. You're gonna see us on the couch. And then you're gonna start seeing us in the radio station. Everybody on Vision Illusions page, my personal page, shout out to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Make sure if you're not following us on IG. It's Conversations on the Rocks, but each word is separated by underscore. Shout out to Mansa Musa. You know what I mean? But yeah, man, we also on Facebook, and we're going to go live on Facebook Live and shit as well. You know what I mean? So every Monday, make sure y'all tune in, call in, subscribe. Every Monday, 8 p.m., we're going to be right here on the radio. Shout out to Rhythmix. You know what I mean?
Radio, that's what it is. Thank y'all.
Yeah, man.
Conversation on the Rise, COTR gang.
Shout out to Las Vegas. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Ice, man. We did this, bro.
Yeah. Shout out to all the guests we got. Everything we got cooking up. You know what I mean? I look forward to the next episode. It's gonna be. We're gonna have some set up nice for y'all. Yeah, if you like Valentine's Day, if you looking for a gift, and you're a late minute shopper, last minute shopper and shit. Mm-hmm. Okay. Shout out to the liquor. You know what I mean? But if you're a last minute shopper, you know what I mean. You want to figure out what you. We're gonna have some product here. Next Monday, make sure you tune in, Valentine's Day episode, and we got a lot more after that, man. So, shout out to the fam, Rhythmics Radio.
Hey, yeah, so you know what I'm saying? Before we close up out of here, yeah. I just want to give a shout out to my Diamond Princess, my three little jefes, and Chocolate. Shout out to
the baby.
Yeah, shout out to everybody around the way, man. Y'all already know who y'all are. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to the whole CTR gang and COTR gang, excuse me. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I fucked it all up. But, man, look, and honestly, anybody that we have just earned as a fan right now or think about coming back, come check us back next Monday, man. I'm telling you, we got a lot of things and continue to follow us, man.
Yeah, and always have your conversations on the rock.
Hey, you already know what it is.